now we move forward on guidance. A lot of you have asked the questions on how do I listen to my guidance? How do I know it's who's talking to me and why? How can I be sure of what I'm getting in guidance? And this seemed to be one of my big problems too when I began this journey. I didn't know who I was listening to. I had heard that there was a still small voice that was a part of me. When I was just a little girl, I wanted God to speak to me. And I would say to my mom, Dad, God's going to speak to me someday. And they said to me, well, honey, that's nice, but I don't think God speaks to anybody. And I thought, oh, that's not true. God's going to speak to me. And I felt that way. And I was always listening to when God was going to speak to me. And I didn't know quite how to get connected with that part of myself until I got older, and I was probably about 21, 22 years old, and I wanted so much to do God's plan for my life. And I kept saying, before I got married to my husband at that time, I said, you know, God has a plan for my life, and I don't know what it is, and I don't know how to connect to it. But there was a part of me that always knew there was something deeper. And I believe that's the same part of you. That's why you're meditating. That's why you come. This is, you're asking the same questions as I've asked. And you want as much help as I wanted when I was searching and trying. So when I put this together, listening to guidance, it's through my own personal experience that I put this together. And what helped me to connect with that is what I put down on the paper, and you each got one of these so you can follow me as I talk about this step by step. Guidance. Guidance, guidance, guidance. First, it's a commitment to listening. And it truly is a commitment to listening because we have to be willing to still our minds and to connect with that part of ourselves that can truly connect with that guiding energy within us. Each one of you has come down onto this planet with a life plan. You were born knowing. Your soul knew what it needed to accomplish this lifetime. It came with certain desires to be fulfilled this lifetime. So you've already got some idea in your brain cells, wherever they put that stuff, that you have a plan, and you have been pushing to work out that plan. If you can think back at your earlier years, and I bet you can each connect with something within yourself that knew you had to question something about your life, and you wanted answers to it. And when at times you kind of sat around and were quiet, and all of a sudden the answer came, that's your intuition working. Your intuition is a definite part of divine guidance. Now, many of us have come into this lifetime with a certain amount of intuition already a part of us. We've already developed a part of our intuitive nature in perhaps our last life or the life before that. Somewhere in there, you have connected with that part of yourself, or you wouldn't be coming to meditation. You wouldn't be wanting to know more about who you are. But your intuitive self is pulling you and pushing you. And when we have that type of, I call it steamroller, because sometimes it rolls me right along. It pushes in me and just kind of shoves me in a direction. So your life plan in you is working itself out slowly but surely. So there has to be a willingness to try it and to listen. All right, you've already passed the first test. You have a willingness. And you're already still in your mind. So that's another important part of this. And once you still your mind, letting go of all thoughts and ideas of what you need. In other words, you kind of let go of everything, and you don't put any, what I want to say is boundaries on God and how it's going to come up for you. You don't put God in a box. You can't put yourself in a box. You're 1/10 conscious, but when you move into meditation, you become a lot more conscious at other areas. And I always say, you get downloaded. That's the only way I know how to talk about it. You get this information that comes into consciousness through your meditation, stilling the mind. You release your investment in the answer. Listening is difficult when you desire a special answer. Oh, boy, has this been the truth for me? So many times when I have gone into my meditation with a desire, and I think I know the answer, I just want some backup. So everything shows me that I'm right on key. And then I know that I probably am not right on key. I better step back a little bit and say, God, please help me to be clear, to think clearly. One of my things I say so often is, I want to be in clear think. I want to think clearly. Because you see, we have this monkey mind in us that likes to tell us what we want to hear. And that's your ego. So if you can define your ego from your soul, and always your soul is trying to overtake the ego, but the ego doesn't want to let go. The ego belongs to the 1/10 consciousness. So it struggles, it fights to keep its ego. Because if you're only 1/10 conscious and you look through this little tiny looking glass, it's only about this big, and you see your light through this little porthole, then you can never have a wider perspective of what needs to be done. So if you have a desire and you want an answer to it, you have to be okay with the answer that comes to you. Now, one of the things that I found out through meditating and trying to figure out things and where to go and what to do, and I got connected to my intuitive self, I started using it on little things. Little things like what restaurant to go to, or what store to go pick up my turkey. Something real simple. So if I made a mistake, it's no big deal. Because as I got used to the energy that comes through with the answer, so to speak, it comes with it comes with a vibration and energy that you start to recognize. And the more you recognize it, and it becomes more clear to you, the more you can trust it. And at that point, you can really step out in faith because you know that you're on target. That is why it's so important to start to use your intuitive mind, your guiding light, so to speak, and on the little things, so that eventually when something really big comes up that you need an answer to, that you are clear, you are on target with it, and you will move on the answer. I have had many, many people tell me that they got the answer and then didn't believe it, so they didn't take action, and then later on found out that the thing that they were supposed to do, somebody else got the job, or somebody else got the whatever it was. One of the first times that I was really in tune with my intuition was when I started doing my meditations, and I started to get in touch with that vibration and that energy. And I had a sense that I was to go to this a group of people to join this group of people that were newly divorced, which is one of those things that I wasn't wanting to do, okay? I didn't like the thought. I was newly divorced, and I thought, oh, you know, I don't want to be one of these people that goes out and goes to a singles party. That's not what I do. So anyway, I got over that. And then I said, okay, I'm going to go. So I went to this party, and it was like, you're going to meet somebody important. Important. Oh, what does that mean, an important somebody? So I went to the party, and I looked around. Well, who am I going to meet? Who's that person going to be? I checked everybody out, and nothing was happening. I wasn't feeling anything. And so it was almost into the party, and I walked into the kitchen to get a drink of water, and there was a man standing there. And I took one look at him, and I thought, oh my gosh, this is the person I'm supposed to meet. Now, this person was probably 20 years older than I was, and it wasn't an attraction like, boy, does he look hot. It wasn't that. It was just a sense to me that I needed to talk to this person, so I did. And what happened from that little visitation was he was a gentleman that was president of Budget Rent-A-Car and had all kinds of franchise all over the country for Budget Rent-A-Car. And I got talking to him. I ended up getting a job working for his company in Albuquerque, New Mexico when I lived there, which was a wonderful job. But I just thought, oh my gosh. And that person, that gentleman is still a friend of mine after all these years. We still keep in touch, and we still send Christmas cards to each other. And he'll one day show up at this meditation. He always ends up showing up at one of my meditations sometime all over the country. He was in Kansas City, and he was in Detroit many, many years ago. He came here to a car show and ended up coming to this church for a Sunday service. But you see, you have to kind of go with your gut feeling and trust it and find out where it's going to take you. Well, that gave me more courage. The reason I told you that story was that gave me courage to step out again and make some decisions from my inner voice, so to speak, the intuitive part of me, so that when things started rolling for me and I had to follow that guidance, everything lines up for you. When you are in perfect harmony with yourself, everything will work itself perfectly to bring forth the greatest opportunity for your soul. So, with that said, you have to get so in tune with what needs to be done with you, meditating, listening to your intuition will give you the confidence to make decisions from an intuitive nature rather than your intellect. See, our intellect will give us what we want to hear a lot of times, or, well, this is the best thing for me to do. So another time that I had to listen to my inner voice, and something that was rather scary for me, was I had moved to Kansas City, and I was looking for a job. I had very little money, and I wanted to go to Unity, at the Village, to take CEP. So I'm looking for a job, and I went to I was guided to get the paper, and I called three different places, and I got three different interviews, and I went in, and the first person wanted to hire me, the second one wanted to hire me, the third one was very interested in me, but said, He was going to be gone for a week and a half, and then he would be making his final decision when he got back. Now, here I was with no money, and I had two job offers, and my intuition said, this third job is your job, don't take the first two. Oh God, was I scared. It's just like, oh God, I hope this is right, I hope I did it right, but oh, I do have some confidence in my intuition. So I said no to the first two jobs. The man comes back, hires me, and I work for this company, and I have this job that gives me, so I have so much to do each day, and if I get that done, I can have the rest of the day off. And this is the way this job worked. And I was able to go to Unity Village and take all the classes I needed. I got through Unity Village classes in 2 years, which usually takes people 5 years to get through, simply because of their schedules and vacation times, because I had to use a lot of my time, you know, at 4 o'clock I'd leave my office and go for the evening classes, or maybe go in the morning, come to work in the afternoon and get my work done. So you see, and I thought, oh, is that wonderful? My intuition knew what needed to be done and how I could be supported. Whereas the other two jobs were even paid more, by the way. But this is the one that was going to get me through school. And that, to me, was a wonderful thing that happened. So every time I took my intuition and tested it, and I can give you lots of examples. I came here to Detroit, Michigan, because my intuition told me this is where I belong. Belong to come to this church. And you probably all heard that story, so I won't tell it to you again. But the whole thing is, we need to get it so ingrained in us. But you gotta take the little steps here. You gotta take those little tiny steps to make it possible for you to walk forth with courage. And another thing that I want to stress here is sometimes I found out by going to following my intuition to go to one place, I would meet somebody that would send me to another place where the goal I wanted was completed. So I always say, I'm going to B to get to A, or maybe I'm going to C to get to F. But you have to trust that there is a divine plan, because, and I can't stress this enough to you, you came with a plan. Your soul knows how to get you through what you need to do. My soul knew that I needed to get through school in 2 years at Unity School. And so it helped me to make the right decisions to get that goal done. I would have gone for 5 years otherwise. I thought it was going to take me 5 years because I was only going to have 2 weeks vacation a year at mostly other places. And that meant I could only take two weeks of intense classes at the village. The rest of them I had to pick up when I could. And then most people, 5 years. So I just want to stress that you, your soul, your inner self knows. And it's not always the thing you think you should do. In fact, sometimes the things I thought I was supposed to do were not the things that really happened. Something different, something better always happens. Always happens to you. So trust these things. So release your investment in the answer. Listening is difficult when you're desired a special answer. And how to know it is from your intuitive mind. There is some guidelines that I use. And one of them is it good for all concerned? Is it just going to work out fine for Jane and the heck with everybody else? Or is it something that's in the best interest of everybody if I do it in a particular way? Is it moral? And I think we all know what that means. Don't go, my intuition. intuition told me to go steal that purse. We know that's not right. It's not moral. It's not good. And we're all smart enough to know that that's not the way to go anyway. But check your, is it moral? The other one, does it demonstrate love? And is it for a higher purpose? Is it for a higher purpose? It was for me to go to Unity School. It was for a higher purpose. I became a licensed teacher, and then I was able to teach so much more and do so many more things because I had that diploma. So these are the things to check. What I need is that girl that does all the flipping of the pages in her gorgeous dress. I don't know, what's her name? Vanna White. Where is she when I need her? When you take action, let go of the outcome. We just talked about that. Start with little things. Ask where to go to dinner. Where should I buy this dress? Suit, coat, whatever. Sometimes we are led to a store and then redirected. So you're going to one place and you get redirected to another place. And then this is so important because this is where I always got followed up so often. It was emotional investments are hardest to get an accurate answer for. And emotionally, when you're involved in an emotional question, you really need a lot of support. And so I would go to places like, okay, if I need to understand this, I would go, ask for a sign. That's what I would do. I want a sign, God. Show me a sign. Play a song on the radio. I'm going to turn the radio on. The first song I hear is my answer to whatever I was thinking about, okay? And I'm shocked to find out how many times that perfect answer was in the song. Maybe I had to listen to the whole song in order to get the answer, but by the time the song was done, I knew what the answer was for me. Another thing, and I do this, it's probably my favorite thing to do, if I have a question that I need to know an answer to, I have a library of books, and I will walk over to my library books and say, okay, I need an answer to this. So I'll go pick up a book, open it up, and wherever my hand hits the page, the answer is. And it has worked every single time for me. So once you trust your intuition, you get, I say, backup for it. The more you trust it, the more it comes to you. Because then I would say, God's not wasting his time. You know, if we're not going to listen, you know, a kid, you tell them not to do something, and they keep doing what you tell them not to do, you start to wonder if they're listening to you at all. And God is like that. Well, I don't know if God's like that, but your intuition is like that. If you're not going to listen to it, why should I play, give you some information? Because you're not going to have done it anyway. Why bother? So the more in tune you get with yourself, and it is a vibration that you recognize. It is an energy that you recognize that won't fail you. So as you meditate, and you are all meditators, you're here every Tuesday night. You are connecting to that part of yourself. You are working on that intuitive nature. You are allowing yourself to still your mind, to allow that information to come. And if you start your meditation with nothing in mind at all, which is most of the time I do now, I will end up 2 or 3 days from now with an automatic answer to something I maybe had questioned earlier that week. I'm sure this has happened to you because we get downloaded or we get connected. I don't know how to call that, but I like to call it download. Do you know what I mean? We'll just use that word because it's easiest for me to communicate with you. Now as we go forward, yes, one of the things is a friend might call and say something that leads you to the answer. A friend might just call you from the blue and give you an answer to something. And that's guidance. That's guidance that's coming to you. You're drawing it to you. You see, once you ask the question, you want an answer. It's like that goes out into the universe, like an arrow goes, shoom, and it gains momentum and comes back to you with an answer. Try it. It works. It's gotten me through so many things in my life. And I trust it. I trust my intuition and my guidance. I trust it completely. Anybody that knows me knows that my guidance and information is something I can stand on, I can walk on, I can be at peace with, because I know it's the truth. It's the truth of the truth of the truth. And that is great security, to know that you're doing the right thing at the right time, no matter what. That gives you security, and you begin to feel confident with your decisions. You're not second-guessing yourself. I spent so much time in my earlier years second-guessing myself, and it was such a waste of time, because I would give myself 10 good reasons to do this and 10 good reasons not to do this. So whatever I was trying to decide to do, I was weighing it with this balance, judgment, from one side to the other, then the other side to the other. And then I spent the whole day going around, I call this circle, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do, trying to make a decision. And when I learned to shut up and just sit down and allow spirit in me to help me make that decision, that it was much less complicated, much easier, and much clearer. Because I would second guess either the decision. If I decided to go, I said maybe I shouldn't have. And if I didn't go, maybe I should have. You know that stuff. It goes in your mind all the time. It's one of those things that just kind of is always constantly bugging you. And if in doubt, keep listening. You will always know the truth when it comes to you deep inside of yourself. You'll know it. It feels like, oh, aha, yeah, I got it, I know what to do. And it will be an aha, and it's a wonderful feeling when it clicks in. It clicks in like a atom bomb. Boom. That's the way it does for me. Other people may do a little quieter, but I like those atom bombs, because I know what I'm doing when I get that atom bomb. As you trust increases, as you trust your inner voice, your guidance, you get more guidance. You get more guidance and more guidance. So the more you trust it, the more it gives you. The more you can, and the more complicated the question can be. Like when I was guided to move from Kansas City to Detroit, it came in a flash. I knew that was what I was supposed to do. I knew how I was going to do it. I knew what needed to be done first. And it was very clear to me. And I could leave my job, leave my family, my children lived there, and know that I was doing the right thing, even though it would seem that I had everything going beautifully in Kansas City. My family was there. My grandchildren were there. Why would you ever leave this wonderful thing that was going on? But I was drawn here, and I knew this was right for me. I knew I belonged here. It was all of a sudden, in a moment, I knew that this is where I needed to be. There wasn't any second guessing. There wasn't, oh, well, maybe I shouldn't do that. Or, well, what if? What if I can't find a house? Wonder if I can't sell my house? Wonder, uh-uh. I knew I would sell my house. I knew I'd find another house to buy. I knew that I was going to be here in this church. I knew that I had a place here. I didn't know what it was, but I knew I had one, and I was coming to be a part of this community. And I knew something else. I knew I'd find my spiritual family here. Listen to that. I knew I would find you. I knew it. I knew that I would find my spiritual family here. So that's when you're here on a Tuesday night, I see you on a Sunday morning, you come to my classes, you're with me. You are my family. When I say you are my spiritual family, I mean it from the depth of my soul. You are, because I know my spiritual family. My intuition tells me you're my spiritual family, and we're all one, and we're all working together to accomplish something wonderful in our life. Together we are working. It's not me just working you. It's you working me, me working you. We're working together. So there's no separation. My desires for you or your desires for me are the same. We want to move in consciousness. We can support each other in moving in consciousness much easier when we're all on the same page. That's why when I mentioned tonight to hold, lift up America so that this economy situation is happening to the whole America, all the cities, and it's affecting all of us, that we lifted Detroit. Now it's our turn to lift America. It's just as important as anything else we can do in our prayers. So in your prayers, in your meditations this week, lift America. I know there's a divine answer coming for those senators and the House of Representatives. I know there's a new divine answer coming for them. Something they hadn't planned on that's coming out of their consciousness, and it's going to help all of us. And it's going to be something we can all be glad for. And just hold that thought. You hold that energy. You hold that knowing that you are a part of something bigger because you're here. You're praying. You're asking for divine guidance to what to ask for America. Well, my divine guidance is for them to get a brand new, wonderful idea that's perfect for everybody. Something that's going to work with all of us, not just for maybe a few, but all of us. That we all prosper from it. So divine guidance is right here, right now, the moment you touch that inner soul of you, that starts to well up in you. And I support you in connecting in a new way to your guidance and learning that vibration. So that vibration feeds you, nurtures you, loves you, and supports you. That's what it does. It feeds you, it nurtures you, it supports you in every way. So thank you so much for coming and staying tonight, and thank you for being a part of my spiritual family. I love you, and I support you 150%. Have a wonderful week, and keep your prayers going for the United States of America. Thank you.